Practical Rabbinics 101. Let's go weiter. Yeah. So the Prima Gadim, what we hear was a mechalik into six chalakim. So the first one is it's something to shamin mamish. The second one is something which has a srach zeris davar shamin. And we differentiated between, in that he was mechadish, a chiddush, that this klal that we have, we say we're not bekiyim between what's kachush and what's shomein, there are different madregas on that. Something which is, the chiddush that the Shulchan Aruch said before, that you can have something which is fat, and have a din of kachush, over there we're not bekiyim. That concept, to say we know what's kachush and what's shomein, that we're not bekiyim. It's a suffix in the right, so you cannot make any arguments. On the basar, which seems to be to us to be talking that it's not shomein. So even though we're machmir to say maybe we don't know, but mikra didn't. The person has the right to say that he knows, and therefore over there will be matur. They have some case of have some ruba. You'll be matur. You won't that you don't need shishim. You assume that it's a double kochish, and natil is enough, or klipa is enough. Okay. Fine. Okay, now skip the next line. Da non kamal blua be kochish ein yotzibli roite. Bitzliya malicha gam mekina no be blua ein yotzibli kochish. So gam in the din of blia, we have a right to say that we're bekiyin. What's called kachush and what's called not. So therefore, if you have a double blua, which is shomein, we said it's mefafei mechaticha lechaticha. Double blua, which is kachush, is not mefafei mechaticha lechaticha. And we're mekiyin. Okay. That's we had that point before. Like the start before in Oishet Zayim Yuches. So he says, now I'm confused. We're discussing over here that they're being mitzaref, and the Ramah is saying we're not Bikian. So he means to talk about something which, as far as we're concerned, possibly is kachish. And you're discussing being mitzaref everything together. So, what's the scenario? L'chara, yes, I'm choshish that maybe that's shomein, but when it goes through chaticha A, so X may be a shomein, but when it goes through chaticha A, now it's a bliya. So when I discuss it going to chaticha B, so that's a question of a bliya going to the next thing. I'll be that, I'm a baki. So this issue we're discussing, shishim and mitzaref together, everything and mitzaref together, because maybe everything is spreading to everything else. What does that mean? What's the scenario? Right? So that's his question. She says you have to say the case of the Ramah. It's talking about a case where, according to Ramah, he's learning this case that everything is everyone is touching. Remember, we gave two scenarios. You have one in the middle, everything touching it, in north, south, east, and west, and the east are in the middle. And we're discussing all of them in Mitzaref that's spreading equally amongst everything, like rights of it spreads equally amongst everything. So therefore, the Mitzaref is Shisha, but each one is touching directly. Sisha was touching directly, you say it's we don't know, it's considered shomein, and male it's spreading to each one of them, and we say it spreads equally. That's the chiddush. Then you're mitzar. Ben Echanami, in the case where you had Isser, and then you had Heter, and then you had Heter, Lechara, in a case where it's possibly a kachish, the kula and the chumra. Lagabi Blias, we say we know, so that the next chiddush is not Osir, and male they're not mitzar to create Shisha. That's the next point that he says. Okay, now the next thing he says, Gam Kaimalon, about two lines, next two lines down. The Malicha ain't Hetzim of Fatim Lyser, Kamashikosa Bashach, Ois Kavches, Nechaz Yachav Kalam and Ches, Oshid Gimel, Shekain Das Arav. So he brings a raya from the case over there in Top Samach Zion. He heard the worm in the case of Top Samach Zion. And he goes through that. I'm not going to get involved in that. Okay. So just so what's it, what, this is Dava's question yesterday. The Shach in Lamed Zayin raises a question. The Ramah, let's just speak that piece out. Someone asked me a question yesterday. The Ramah says that something which is not Shaykh in Yom Shamunus Buklal, it's Bukhal not Shaykh to it. So then my Malika would say that it's Dai Beklipa. It's only Oyster Connect people. So Shach says, I have a Ramah in Arachayim. It says, not like that. The Ramah in Arachayim in Tavsam Zayin, Sif Dalit, says a case where you had a Tarna Gerlis which you were salted, and while you realize after you salted that there was a kernel of wheat on it, so that it possibly is chometz or vare chometz, or possibly chometz. So there we say, now tachita. So according to what we're saying over here, that's vare kachish. So Moses should ask, "Is kray klipa?" And the Ramah says it asks the whole tarna gerlis. That's the Shach's kasha in Lama Zayin. He said, or he just points out, Lachara, he says over there that it asks the whole Tana Garlis, Shechita Leo. And the other ones which touch that, the other chickens which are being Nimlach at the same time, will be, you'll take off Klipa. So he asks the question, and he says, that the Ramah is marich on this question. That's what the Shach tells us. Shach asks Akasha and leaves us with the question. So David asked yesterday, what's the Kasha? Over there, why don't we say Hetzim Fatim Lisu? So over here, the case over here, which the Ramah is talking about, is a case where you have Isser, which is Nimlach and has no Shamnunas in it. And that's touching something else. Right? So we say, well, we should say, maybe the Isser is Shamein and the Aser is Kulo. No, we know that it's not Shamein. I'm not Bikiyim, the guy with Isser Bikiyim. So I don't have to worry about this Isser being Shamein and the Asering everything that it touches. Okay, now we have, there's a next step, what is it touching? Well, maybe if what it's touching is Meshuman, you say Hetem Mefatim Lisser, that you would say. So obviously, the case of the law, some case where the heter isn't meshuman. So the heter is kachish, and the ister is kachish, and if the kachish, which there's no havamina that it's shamei, so the aster is connectly. That's the case of the Ramah. The case over there was a tana garlis. So tana garlis is something which could be shamei. So the Ramah is saying that in a case where we're not bikiyim, so we say, okay, the heter, which is possibly shamei, it's mafatim to the chita, and now the chita goes bekuloi, and it asks the biter, etc. Right? Why don't we argue like that? So that was the question. So the Minchas Yaakov Taka talks about that, and the Prima Gadim actually quotes it over here in a one liner. He says, the Minchas Yaakov says, "This kain das harav." So he mentions it before in Chof Ches. So let's review them. So the Mechaber said that by Malicha you say Hetem Fatim Lis. The Mechaber was Mechadish by Tzli, you say Hetem Fatim Lis, which even that was very debatable, right? And then the Mechaber was Mechadish, and you say it by Malicha also, right? So the Shah came along and said, brought from the Marshal, that you don't say it. By Malicha. You don't say Hetem Fatim Lisser. So if your Isser is Kachish, your Isser Maluach is Kachish, and your Heter is Mefutim, is Meshuman, you don't say the Heter is Mefatim to the Isser, and now it can be Hafeya Bekulo, etc. That's what Marshal said. Then the Shach ended off, and even according to the Mechaber, that you would say it is only both of them in Maluach. Okay, so where does the Shach stand on this Sach? That's not very clear how he stands, but the Prima Gadim learns in Chof Ches that the Ikar Psak of the Shach is that you don't say Hetem Fatim Lisser by Malicha. In other words, he brings the Dinam of Mechaber in the case of Bosh Hashem Lachimosh is Shomei. Then he says the Chari said bigger Kiddush even as Toli Kachish. Then he brings that the Marshal says, "Vehikr the dinah." You should know the mashal. The mashal is masik in this whole thing. Mechem ashe dibri Rashba. Mevi abayzoy. So dafkin shomein ayn shom. And come on, come near. So he understands. He says, and I have a raya from the Ramah in Arachayim Tafsavach Zayin Sif Yudal. What's my raya? My raya is because if you don't have the mafatim leisur. Why are the other Tanargolos? Why are they going to only Klipa? Now the Mishnah Berurah says. So, what's the case that they need Klipa? They need Klipa because the chashash they actually touched. Because okay, step number one. So why don't you say Chad v'Shei Bottle? So you don't say chabashay bottle by chomets because chomets don't have material, so you don't say bittul by chomets. So whatever is oser is going to remain oser. So there's no din chabashay bottle over there. So bittul's not in the gay. So anything which is something that it touched, we're going to ask her, can they klipa? Why don't we get klipa? Why don't you say hetu fatim listen and it goes betulay? Alma, you don't say hetu fatim listen. So then the shah says, okay. So then I have a fair question. If you're not saying hetu fatim listen, so why is this? Tana goes the whole thing oser. Only oser can they klipa, and that's the shah's kash. But you can't say hetzer fatim list if you had it fatim list. So why? What happened to everything else? That's the raya that the Minchas Yaakov brings. That the sheet of the Ramah over there in Arachayim is you don't say by Malicha. You don't say hetzer fatim list. Then he points out that maybe it's not a raya because remember that the Darkei Moshe Bechalal said the whole concept hetzer fatim list even by Tzli was only something which was a something which had shaykhus and shamlunus to start with. It was chaylev kachush. Then you say hetzer fatim lisser and it becomes chaylev mashumun. But something which is b'chlal, according to Ramah, which is b'chlal no shaykhus to being fatty, you don't say hetzer fatim lisser. So the chita, which is no shaykhus to being fatty, you don't say hetzer fatim lisser anyway. So he says it could be that's... But he says from the language of the Ramah over here and the starting point. That which parallels over here, he says something which is below basic lekel mechush klalot over shomein ardin, so everything is good. You're not worried. You only ask to connect people. So he's madayik. The Ramah should have said, well, depends what the heter is. He doesn't say that. Apparently, the start of Rav the gabin lichol amin and heter fatim liser, like the shach says, like as I brought him before, etc. Well, yes, some of the rabbis also she also in the Darkei Moshe, etc. So I don't know where he stands on Maisa, but the Prima Gadim, brings the first part of the Minchas Yaakov. But the Ramah holds you don't say after Vatam Lister by Malifa, like the Shach, like the Marshal, he holds that Tikkun Psak. So the Maisa. So the difference between Sli and Malicha, by Sli we say Het Mefatam Lisser. By Malicha we don't say Het Mefatam Lisser. So that's what he says, Kam Kam of Malicha ain't Het Mefatam Lisser, Kamo Shekosu B'Shach, Ois Chav Ches, Minchus Yaakov, Kalam Chav Ches, Ois Gimel, Shekein Das, Harap. So he holds that's the Krips Maskana of the Minchus Yaakov, which is debatable, but the Maisa, that's how he's being Machriya. Everybody with me with that? Is that a lot of information? TMI, as they say in English, right? Bottom line, by Malicha, you don't say Hetzer Fatim Lister. That you got? Good. What? It means all that, yeah. Okay. The Vu was given to Shaitim, Nashim. Okay, whatever, okay. Isser Kachush Gimel, Ois Gimel. He says, Isser Kachush Gomer, Kamachi, the Shem, Besrach, Shamunus Klau. So the ale sefheba hagom is matir. So we had this remor twice already. The remor before. The remor ended up Israel shayv shemunis at the end of sefhe. Israel shayv shemunis who vari chachosh eno israkid in the tila. Okay. Right. Fine. Then, but Rashak Ois Design Minig is Oiser. He says that even so, the Mice of the Minig is Tasa, even that scenario. Like Rashak brings in Tezayin. He sparred the Noigam of Shabbat Malicha Besamach Afil Bekachosh Gamri. Who is in Mitzli? And he brings a ride from the Taraskatis over here, this Taraskatis, and the Marshal, Mashach Kreinim. Behold, the Assas and Marav count the Issa Kachosh, the Gamre, and Issa Rekin, and the Tila, Hainu be Issa de Rabbanon. Okay, so that's important. Shach. So this, the first three Chibukim we're talking about, Shaman the Gamre, Shaman Ksas, and the Kachosh the Gamre, this is all Talmud Raisis so far. So the rice of the mice of the minig is, the Shach says, that even though it's kachosh legamri, we say you need some. Zok the prima godim, okay, now, but how does it play out? It's a very nice minig, but how does it play out when it's impacting the hefzid to the person? V'yesh la'ayin, I behefzid ksah shori, I behefzid meruva be'inan be'isir torah, tamani satara. Is that the prima godim? It's a minute. So there's no shadow. They're definitely going to be mastered by Hefzer Manuva. And this is the Raisa. Imos, this is the Raisa. It's Kachosh Agamri. We know that it's Kachosh. So we have a minute to be Machmer. The minute to be Machmer is not going to be applied in the scenario of Hefzer Manuva. No shadow. What about Hefzer Ksas? I'm not sure. Yesh La'ayim. Fine. Okay, let's skip the dalal. The dalal is a shomin mamish b'drabbanan. Now he says by the rabbanans. So samach meinan. So someone just shomin mamish. You need samach. I feel behalf some meruba. Well, meinan safik plugta the rabusa lahakel b'drabbanan. So, well, I understand. According to the shita that the Ramah brought, that the Rav Yoh holds, that you don't say by Malika, it asks, even by Dabar Shaman Mamish, it only asks Kedei Klipa. So I'm saying over here, right, the Rabbanon, you need Kulai, you need Samach, you might have some Merubah. I mean, say Samach the Rabbanon the Kula. We have Mokloikis whether Malika asks Kulai, only asks Kedei Klipa. So I should ask the whole thing by the Rabbanon, Samach the Rabbanon the Kula. So you don't say that. But when we will be makel if there be a second sad heter, you make it a swake swake. Kemaisa, he brings over the story with the eagle. Such a stage we don't say. So we can't hilchus. So I'm not sure what cloud he's evoking, but he seems to be evoking this. That is, if you have a suffix directly in whether something's bad, some ulcer or not, you say something around the kula. Over here, we know that it's ulcer. The question is, how far does it go? And that's mechalikas, which is relevant to the rices and to rabbanans. So I'm not going to come along and say that some of the rice of the chumra and some of the rabbanan the kula on that same mechalikas. Once we said the minig is and we're machmer, and we rely on that sheet to only. In certain scenarios, so that's not going to be mutter. And he says, "Ah, kreikach, he may have some merubah." So, davar shama mamish, the minig is to say nitzamach, he may say rabbanon. Conversation is over. That's the minig that's been accepted. Hey, is the kachish? I'll say no b'kiyim. So we have these things which are, they seem to be kachish, but we don't know. So therefore, so kutim akumen behaves success shori, below behaves some merubah dafka. So even have success is enough. To be matter those things. So the Rabbanon, by something which Betzim, we believe is Kochish. We have a minute to say, So once you have half success, it's mutter. And then kachas shagamri kamechita b'rabbonon af min hagaleka b'lo half the klal di b'klipa. So by the rabbonon's echela was something which is mamash shomin. There's no hat even have some rubo in samach. By something which is batzim kochish b'denu l'bikiyim, we say you need have success in matter. Something which is not, which is kochish l'gamri, it's totally mutter. There's no minig b'klal. By deraisa, something which is shomin mamish, so you need some. And the Rav Yoh is not going to play a role over there. Something which is kochish, but we say in l'bikiyim. So he differentiated between two types of Enon Bekiyim. There's the Chelev Enon Bekiyim, and there's the Bas Enon Bekiyim. By Bas, you'll say, have some Merubas Mutter. By the Chelev, not. And then the third Madrega was a Daraisa, which is Kachash Lagam. So have some Merubas for sure as Mutter, maybe even have success as Mutter. So that's the chart. So let's see where Kivagri puts it down very nicely. I will be a shaman. The Kivagra called the Milsa, the shaman mamish. Just this little Kivagra over here. Not such a little Kivagra compared to the Prima Gadda and small. Called the Milsa, the shaman mamish. Maybe Malicha, maybe Sleep Boy Samach. El the Sleep Boy Samach when it's Hilo. Malicha Samach Maklipa. That's a shaman mamish. First one, Dragon. With our Shesh Mesrach Shamnunis. Right, and remember the Prima Gadda agreed with that. That someone which is Shomim Mamash, he made the Rabbanon. You need Samach, you're not Matur. Right? He didn't say what he called the Dalid. You need Samach, you may have some Merubah. So by Shomim Mamash, whether it's the Rice or the Rabbanon, you need Samach. The only difference between Sliya Malicha and the only difference between the Rice and the Rabbanon. The difference between Sliya Malicha is whether you need Kriper and Atila. Darbashesh Mesrach Shamnun, it's the second Madrega. Bezer Daraisa Mekilim Behasim Meruba, Dinu Kekachish. So now what? With Sli Boy Natila, but Melicha Klipa. Bezer Drabonim Mekilim Behasik Sas. So, right? That was section number Hay of the Prima Gadim. By someone which is a Kachish, not Bekiyim, Behasik Sas is good enough. By the Rice, you'd have some Merubah. By the Rabbanon, you'd have success. Okay? B'kachos l'gamri. Rabbanon mekin l'gamri. The people said, there's no minig b'chlal by the Rabbanon. With the Rice, while Kaponim have success, became okay. Now, the... Fine. So, good. Now let's do one or two more points over here in this Prima Gadim. Back at the Prima Gadim. So again, so we have a very nice chart, right? We have the Rices, we have the Abonans, we have Thima Dragas, we have Kachush Lagamri, Shaman Lagamri, Kachush Enon Bekiyim, and Kachush Lagamri, right? So we say on the first Madrega, whether it's the Rice or the Abonan, if it's Chelav Mamish. It's something which is Shomin Mamish, so you need Samach, there's no Heter. You need Samach with whether Natila or Klipa, there was in Sliya Malicha. The second Madrego, so by the Raisa you're going to need to have some Merubah, by the Rabbanon you need to have success. The third Madrego, by the Raisa you need to have success, and by the Rabbanon you don't need anything at all. There's no Minig B'chla. Now the last part over here of this Prima Gadim says Vata over Levar Hefer Sheyes Ben Malicha Letzliya. So I want to point out what the difference between Malicha and Tzliya are. So Over Sheyes Hefer Ben Malicha Letzliya the Gimel Ponim. So there's three differences. Number one, Kol Malkim Shem Malicha Klipa Betzliya Natila. So the first difference is whether you need Klipa or you need Natila. Okay. He knows how he says it. He says, in any case, by Malicha, we say Klipa is enough. If you know by Tzli, you're going to need Natila, not Klipa. Okay. Number two, habeis b'malicha ein hetter mefatim liyser u'mitzliya hetter mefatim. Okay, now then he throws it in line. So one second. So hetter mefatim liyser. But if we say every yisur, we don't know whether it's kachas or shomein. So I don't need the hetter mefatim. But anyway, we mark whether it's shomein. So where's it relevant that hetter mefatim liyser when the yisur anyway we consider shomein because we say we're not bekiyim. Says a nafkamina in a scenario where you have some ruber, have success, depending on Toma Malicha, Tzli, derives the Rabbonan, right? So if the only you're starting with the Isser being the source of the problem, and we say that we're not Bekiyim, okay. If the Isser is Shom, I don't need to have to be Fatim. So the obviously we're talking a case where the Isser is, as far as we're concerned, is Kofish. Okay, so mitzvah the Isser will say we're not Bekiyim, but then if it's kachish the middle madrega, so by the rices hesem rubas mutter, by the rabbanon has success is mutter. If it's kachish the gamri, so by the rices you need to have success, by the rabbanon you don't need anything. Now comes the Isser, starts with the fatim, the hetzer starts with the fatim. It says, oh, okay, now what do we do? Right. So now we say, even though I have hesem rubas. And mitzad the Isra, I'm going to be matzer by the Raisa, but not when the Hetzer Mefatim Lisser. Zakhtar, that's only true by Tzli, not by Malicha. So, Nafkamina, Lididan, behef some ruba, but Rabbonim, behef success. So, what it means, Lididan? It means Lididan, that we hold, we have this Chumra that we don't know what's Shaman and what's not Shaman, so who cares if the Hetzer Mefatim Lisser? The answer is we do know in certain scenarios, but Hetzer Mefatim Lisser is going to override that Hetzer. So even though I have a Hetzer Meruba, Hetzer Mefatim Lisser is going to be enough to create a problem by Tzli, that I have something which is in the middle of Madrega of Shamnunis, which I say, okay, it's the rice, I have some Meruba is Mutter, now, but the Hetzer is Mufuta, Hetzer is Shamei. Even with Hetzer Meruba, it's going to be awesome. Right? There is element of chiddush in that because remember we saw that Roy Rishonim did not agree to hold the din of Hetzer Mefatim Lisser. So we would have expected at least by Hetzer Merubah you should be stomach on that sheet. So he's saying that's not true. No, I don't think so. I think he's saying the other way around. He's saying like this, that by Tzli we say Hetzer Mefatim Lisser, right? And by Malicha you don't. So Malicha you don't. Conversation's over. Right? So it's about Tzli. So he's introducing what, so you say Hetzer Mefatim Lisser. So what does he have to add more? Like, yeah, you say it. You know, when you apply it, he's saying no. It's only gay to apply it in a case where you already had to have some maneuver, or you had to have success, depending on what type of scenario it is. I don't know. I'm not sure that he is. He's coming from all the way around. The case where I have a hetter, which is vadim afatim, right? But the isser is a kalkish, right? So I'm in lack of an isser anyway. So who cares, right? It's the gay in the case where we have some meruba. Right? This is the right. Let's have some meruba. So the matter comes hetter afatim, so makes it awesome. Or by the Rabbanon and have success. Comes in it's a fast, right? It's a fast. Now, you have no question. What type of shalunas you need the hetzer to be a fast of this? He doesn't get involved in right now. The third nafkamina is a shayla in Basar B'Cholov. So let's leave that. Okay, now. Yeah. Now let's go back to Kivager. Kivager already told us. The Moshe just mentioned. Masapik, bima isur kachos legamri. V'etzer ainu kachos legamri. So now we have the interesting question. We say ainu nabikiyim, and we say have some mafatim leisur, but do you need a varaik shomein for that? Yirin al hetzer ainu nabikiyim mafatim. Okay. Fine. Now, then he says a new point. The Ramah says. That if it has a manuba, by the case of Krumin, which are this, that's the middle madrega. Yes, a hatim and malicha, I got a creep of Bishop Kra, Noga, the Shah Komalicha, Besamach, Villa Bishop Kokish. Yes, just with all Zeb, Issa Kokish, and Elamina, the Shah Besamach. Okay. I'm a little bit shaming and shamidin and sarak sam. So, the Ramah introduced Hesem Meruba. He said, Yesh lahatzi be malicha, I get a klipa. I were noig the shatza malicha besamuch. But Hesem Meruba should be mekel. So the Kibager. The Lash of the Ramah sounds like it's because of this din which he brought from the Rav Yoh that there's no din of Pipua by Malicha Bechlal. So then, by a middle madrega of Kochish, by Hesem Ruba, by the Reis, so you're Mekel. What about Tzli? By Tzli, you don't have that argument of the Rav Yoh. For sure it's Mefaveh. If it's a Shomer, it's Mefaveh. Over here, even if it's a Shomer, according to Rav Yoh, it's not Mefaveh. So Zotu Kibager, Lishon Ramah count the cost of Lahaka behesim Meruba bekachish. The same old dasa yeshurman the Mamalicha apis shomin sagi beklipa. He came at sleep to a shayach cane. Masha bekachish yesh restrachlam unis apis Meruba boy samach. But I'm in Chaz Yaakov the Masha the Ramah with sleep Mamalicha shavim. V'hanik Moshe Zatuleo within a turkey. So. The way the Ramah presents, the whole Ramah presents, he brings that Rav Yoh as the backdrop for whatever you're going to be making. Which means by Malicha, that's by Malicha, but not by Tzli. But the Minchas Yaakov says that something which, weaker than we believe is Kachish. We say, Enon Rebekiyim. And therefore we're Machmer. But that's what I believe. So in the case of Hefsim Ruba, I make him. Even by Tzli, the Michal Yaakov said the Ramah holds. It doesn't sound like that over here. Gregor Bleib, Sarchi, and Ladina on that point. Okay, if you ever get the shot, look, Lamais, to call me. It's not Sonogayev. There's two scenarios where the Shah is Nagay. I mean, it's Gay, it's somebody Eastern Hetzer, right? Not talking about Bachalov, it's somebody Eastern Hetzer. We'll discuss Bosom Bachalov in the Sadi Alf and Sadi Bays. We're going to discuss Bosom Bachalov. Tzadi Aleph will talk about Malicha and Tzli by Moshe B'Cholim. So you have your scenario of your Tzli is a Dvar Yisr touching your Dvar Heter. I mean, As of now, I very rarely roasted Isser and Hefter together at the same time in my life, and most people that I know have not done that. Theoretically, a commissioner was something that became up to trade from Pasuk B'cholov, and now it's Isser, and then he realized afterwards, like, hey, the milk fell into that piece of meat, then he roasted the piece of meat, then it's Pasuk B'cholov, and it touched another piece of meat. So it's theoretically in the gay, right? The other scenario where it's the gay, Loyal Leinu, which I, Baruch Hashem, wasn't Paskin in Shiloh at that point in time. There was a mice in City X where one of the restaurants was caught serving non-kosher meat. Business was going bad, and he succumbed to the Yetzirah, and he started to... So he was selling... people take it home, and they would, heat it up in their ovens. And so it was the gate to the kelim, it was the gate to the gate to their stomachs, it was the gate to their kitchens, it was horrible. The person who found out, by the way, so what he did is he would order in this non-kosher meat, middle of the night he would switch it into kosher boxes. So when it came into the mashgiach saw it in the morning, it was coming with an OU on it. The guy found in the garbage in his boxes from whatever it was. And the guy told the mashgiach. The worker told the mashgiach, the maisa, they're very straight. This is not allowed. This is allowed. Nuances they're not familiar with. We don't want to get them involved in nuances, but the basic points that this is also, that they know, and they're very straight about it. They're telling me no fires being lit. They don't want any fires. Now there's no problem with having him light a sterno, because the food is already cooked. There's no problem with shalakim on food is already cooked. So, and a warming, but no fires. And the conversation. That thing, we don't... Nuances in halacha. Hasam Rubas, your matter, I was talking to Mashkiach, and says, sometimes we're not. We just throw everything out. Because it once you matter one time, the details, the nuances of kasher, it's bad enough to the restaurant owners don't understand. That the workers understand, and the next thing you know, they're going to mix everything up because rules are rules, they follow. You start bending the rules, so they'll also bend the rules. But the guy, he was the one who told the mashgiach. So now there was, Chassid Hashem, the person who asked me to Shaila, person, I didn't ask me to Shaila, the person who was discussing it with me, says they themselves, weren't in the game. They never went to that restaurant, etc. They never brought home food from the restaurant. But there's people, a lot of people, they knew that was it happened. I know of two cities that it happened. Such a story. So, yeah, the Selendi Shal has become very negaya, but hopefully that's not. But the Basim Chol Shal, it's Shaiach. I don't recall ever getting the Shal of the Maisa though. In the middle of the night, some milk spilled on the meat. He crept into the meat. He roasted the next day, but then realized his milk, and it's Shaiach. But okay. Good. Sif Yud. Remember, when we're in Mishav Isser Hetter Mishneim, this all talking about that this transfer of Tom from the Isser to the Hetter through Malicha is so much name Maluchim. Or if the Isser Maliach the Hetter Tafel, or if the Isser is Maluach and the Hetter is Tafel, it's not means not salted, it's bland. Who gave me the word? Sholmez gave me the word bland, right? Oh, the Hetter Maluach the Isser Tafel, but the Isser is not salted. And it's Rekha Lahadacha. So we don't say that the saltiness of the heter could go and heat up the Isser and then be maflit from the Isser back into the heter. So it needs a Hadacha. So the Ramah, V'yei Shoysim, V'nogim Zebizeh, V'yei Shlohokam, V'mokam Hefzer. But some also that we say that it's able to actually, in the place where it's touching, mice, it's salty. So you're right. If I want to look at the heter, as it were, heating up the isser, it's in a heter tasty. But if it's maluach, right now we're talking about it's maluach to the point, so it's not that the heter is affecting this, it's the salt of the heter which is affecting the isser. So they feel like it's not going to make the isser in an echaz machaz molchoy, but at least the makam that it touches, that spot is it was salty. So it that much it'll be able to do. So now what's going to happen is, so at least that part where it touched was, now was Maluach, and now it's going to be Mafatam into the Heter. So, and then you would need Samach, but you would need Samach, you wouldn't need Samach connected the whole Isser, you need Samach connected that Klipa of the Isser. But the Iker is not like this. This the Yesh Arshim, like it says, Malkum Hasan Yermekel, it's a Chumrah, it's not Iker Adin. So take a look at the Bir Grover here in Ayin Dalet. Yesh Arshim, so he legs it very nicely over here. Who does around? The time where the Mamakum Shanagaya Nimlach Mimenu. It's a place where it touches, it becomes salty. Nimlach Mimenu Yisr. So now that spot is Muluach. Vine Rosh Shom Shikosa, the Menegia Eno Kiriseach. You cannot create Muluach Kiriseach just by touching it with saltiness. Kumashikosa says, Achi Yimlacheno Yafa Yafa. The Lashon of Kiriseach means it's very well salted. So, it's not called very well salted just by being touched by something which is salty. So theoretically, you could discuss such a concept, but it's not realistic. It's not true. It doesn't happen. He brings a right from Gemara Menachos that the malicha on one side doesn't shaft in malicha kibaseach, and these malicha on both sides to do that. Okay, so then for sure there's nothing to talk about. It's not the two sides. It's just touching on one side. The other side is there's no saltiness. So Meila, the Iker Psak is like the Rosh, but the Chumra like the Ran, unless it's a Malkum Hefzer. Okay, Yudal. Is that Shemarno be Isser Meliach beHeter Tofel? Shimu Shomen Oisrad Shehebo Shishim Levatloi. So that the Isser Meliach could put Tom into the Heter, which is Tofel. I just said in Sif Yud that Isser Meliach could put Tom into Heter Tofel. So that if both of them are Luach, both of them are hot. So then that's fine. But the Isser is Meluach, so the Isser is hot. The Heter is Tofel, the Heter is cold. So now we get involved in the law of Tatar. Dom Kishoy Isser Meliach Lamat. The Heter Tofel Lamala, Mishum Tatar Gover. So we said the lomus of Meliach is Kiriseir. Being salty is if it's hot. Okay, so we have a rule. When the hot one's on bottom, we pass into the talk over. When the hot one's on bottom, it puts Tom into the whole Elor. So if your Isser Meluach is on bottom and your Heter Tofel is on top, it's going to be, it's Mavliya Bekulay. If it's Shomayn, it's Mavliya Bekulay. Alim Hoya Heter Tofel Lamata. If the cold is on the bottom, the tofel, the bland is on the bottom, so you have your salty Isser on top, so that's like it's hot. You have your unsalted Heter on the bottom, which like it's cold. So you say Tatog over, it doesn't do anything. So now, even though it's Shomayn, and no, it's a Lekadei Klipa. So that's the Shita Makab. And that's a Rashba. Zakter Amor, Rabbi Eshkolkin. Barman de Malicha ain chiluk. If who lamala or lamata. There's no din of lamala or lamata by Malicha. So by heat, we differentiate between lamala or lamata. Even though Malicha, the lama says it has a kach of being mavliya just like it's hot, well, I'll give you that. But Zuck, the guy with the idea of that positions make a difference, that's not true. But you know, that's the minute for Ashkenazim. Let's do the Shach, we'll leave the Taz for tomorrow. Yes, welcome, we're in the Malik and Chilik. Elabenu Lamala, Lamata, Loelam, Maliach, Mavliya, Betofel. So the Sheet of the Ramah, which is the Rosh, there's no difference between it's above or below, it doesn't make a difference. If the Isser is salty and the Heter is bland, the salty Isser can put Tom into the Heter, whether a Tom. And the reason Kosar Poiskim, the Davka Brasichas Ha'or, Yesh Kiluk, So by when it comes to fire, the machlus or oisus shugayver mersiach es chavera mitzananasa. So we have a concept. You have this tug of war between hot and cold. Heat, things which are hot, heat things up. Things which are cold, cool things down. So you have this tug of war between hot and cold. So you say, you know what? I have to figure out what happens. So do I say that the one on bottom is the stronger one and it heats the one on top? Do I say the one on top is the stronger one and it cools the one on bottom? So we have rules. We pass on Tatog over and we discuss positions. That's all in the world of when the two things, Batsim, are affecting each other. The hot is affecting the cold and the cold is affecting the hot. So we have to come up with this rule of Gavar, Tatar, or Ilor. Okay, so we say the Kikain Oderich told us, or that's what happens. The things which are heated, heat things which are cold, cool things. So if you want to make the parallel, it's not because the salted thing is not hot. Is the unsalted thing is not affecting the salted thing at all. So it's unsalted is like it's cold. So it's taking away the saltiness from the that's not true. The Chacham has no shy to do that. Cold things, cool, hot things. Unsalted things don't unsalt salty things. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So, and vice versa, the salty thing doesn't really make the other one salty either. We just say it has a kayak, so be mavliya tam into it. But to say, oh, now I eat the tovah after this, wow, this is really salty. That's not true. We're not arguing it becomes salty. So it's the process of the transfer of tam is a different concept. So how do you make it unsalty? You wash it off. We didn't wash anything over here. So b'chalal, the whole idea of ilan tator is totally irrelevant. And that's the argument of the Rosh. Okay, the Taz, to understand the Taz, you should just take a look at the tour. The Taz is coming to answer Kash on the tour. Which... the Kash and the Terror, it's not the Gael Lamaisa for us. But Teichat Devorim, he discusses a very interesting lumnus of how the Kayach of Malika affects the Tafel. And that's an important point. It's because I just see that piece of the Tur that he quotes, just to understand what he's referring to, otherwise it's like confusing. The Tur quotes something about the Rashma, which the Beis Yosef points out. The Rashma never said the opposite of that. So it's a strange Tur. He seems to be totally missing the boat in a quote from the Rashma. So he says the terrorists answer that. Okay.